Geraldine Ferraro, first woman vice president candidate, dies at 75. Former congresswoman was diagnosed with multiple myeloma in 1998. Off the Associated Press, Geraldine Ferraro, who in 1984 became the first woman to run for vice president on a major party ticket, only to lose in a landslide, passed away today, Saturday, March 26, 2011. She was 75. Ferraro died at Massachusetts General Hospital, where she was treated for blood cancer. She died just before 10 a.m., said Amanda Fucha Miller, a family friend who worked for Ferraro in her 1998 Senate bid and was acting as a spokeswoman for the family. An obscured Queens congresswoman, Ferraro catapulted to national prominence in 1984's Democratic Convention when she was chosen by presidential nominee Walter Mondale to join his ticket against incumbents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush.